Word myth. Whatever happened to the dream you had when you said, one day I'm gonna be so high in the sky, I'm gonna be no different from a bird's kiss. I'm a pilot. I got so much compassion in my heart, and in this lifetime, I'm gonna help as many people as I can because I'm a nurse. The whole world's gonna know about me, and everybody's gonna hear my name because I am a star. I'm gonna help build the best houses with the best foundations and the best buildings in the world in this lifetime because I'm an architect, and that's who I am. See, at the time that your vision took flight, you took pictures of what you wanted to be and you placed them on the wall in your bedroom because in your mind you were so convinced that you could become that and so much more.
Capital 263.
Hello guys, my name is Casey and I'm your host for Career Pod. So this is your show whereby we give you vital information about careers, career consultancy, career education and all that stuff. And this week's podcast, we talk to you about career decision makings, and today we're going to talking about if or not I should do a master's degree soon after graduation or wait a couple of years later. So today I'm joined by Kudakwashe Martin Matambo and Chiedze Tsikire. Guys, introduce yourselves. Kuda?
Yeah, thank you, Casey. My name is Kuda, like you said. I studied in media and society studies for my first degree. And I'm currently working with a communication center at Jesuit Communications. I'm also studying for a master's degree in marketing strategy, a decision that I made a year after my graduation. So, yeah, that's me.
Chiedza.
Okay, my name is Chiedza P. Sikira. I'm a recent law graduate and I have just registered as a legal practitioner, conveyancer, and notary public with the High Court on the 8th of November. So, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a fresh lawyer.
I'll remember you when I need legal advice.
That's $50 consultation fee.
$50. Okay, I'll remember that. So, like we said earlier on, we're talking about if I should do a master's degree soon after graduation or do it later. So, guys, Kuda, what do you think about this? Do it sooner or later?
Well,
and sooner, why?
Yeah. Well, it's more of a personal decision that people can make. But there are quite a number of issues that you have to consider before making a decision, like you would do in any of the decision, rather going for university or, you know, some guys would say, I don't want to go to university. I want to do maybe articles, you know. So one of the most important thing that you have to consider is also your future goals. What do you want to do in future and what resources are at your disposal? So for me, I would say after graduating, you know, people should really like take some time off academics. If you are lucky enough to get a job or to do something of your own innovation, then learn one or two things about the industry that you want to spend your time in, about your career or your future aspiration. Then decide what masters you want to do. Mainly because when you wait to just after graduation, you probably don't have much experience in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wait, you have an experience of the industry that you want, and you can also get connected to a lot of people that can guide you in choosing your master's degree. And it's also an advantage to wait a bit because you can read the future of sort of your career and then do the right master's that will give you enough experience. So I think that's one advantage of not doing master's just after graduating with your first degree. It's you want to ascertain where your future lies and what are your future aspirations, then go for it.
Ms. Chiedza?
Well, I sadly agree with Kuda because we never agree on certain concepts.
That's so.
But I think a person should really take their time, not only think intrinsically like what do I really want to do, but they should be there on the ground, in the field. If it means that you have to volunteer at a certain organization to get a feel of what you're in, I think that would be a bit better than to just make a rushed decision that I want to do my master's. I remember when I was in part two, I set this 10-year goal plan. And I was like, by 2017, when I graduate, next year, February, I should be starting by my master's degree. But now...
So what changed?
No, I am in the field. I see that, well, since I said I'm a lawyer, someone's will never change because you have done a master's degree. Someone's are still someone's. And the only way where you can improve when you're drafting legal proceedings or any other thing is when you do it like 10 times or 50 times over. And it has nothing to do with a master's degree. So experience matters to me most than any academics.
But then, guys, you find it like if you're in a situation in Zimbabwe where apparently we're the most learned country in Africa, and you find that almost everyone has a degree, so competition is higher, and now people are going for their masters and PhDs, so it limits your chances of getting a job. So that means you have to do that masters. What does someone do in that kind of a situation?
Yeah, you know, you see, the situation in Zimbabwe is a bit unique. if I should say in an optimistic way, in the way that even voluntary positions or voluntary placements are not as available as we would want them to be.
As in other countries.
Yes, but I would still say, you know, when you wait to rush a decision, you know, you are certain of what you want to do, whether things are okay or things are not okay. So I would still say it's good to wait, because when you delay going for a master's degree, it doesn't mean after that you get a job with your master's degree. If things are not okay with your master's degree, you may not get a job. And it also doesn't mean if you go for master's degree just after graduating, you know, you will definitely get the required skills or you will fulfill, you know. So I would say, be sure of what you want to develop yourself in. Because getting a master's degree, it's not about adding lots of papers, academic qualifications. It's about getting skills, it's about getting the right information that will lead you to fulfilling your aspirations. So I would say, yeah, the advantages of going to for a master's soon after graduating, well, because you're still fresh, you know, your mindset is still
very good. Yeah, you're still using sitting in a desk.
Yeah, exactly. And you also get to learn with your age mates. You know? Well, I'm studying a master's degree, so sometimes
with classmates,
you study with people who are rushing home for their kids, and sometimes you want to do a group discussion, people won't tell the
Oh, you'll be like, guys, let's go out for drinks. We just finished a discussion, that kind of thing.
Yes. So those are the advantages of going for a master's soon after graduating, because you're still fresh, you can also study and grow with your peers. But I was still saying, when you wait a bit, you also know the right kind of skills that you need to develop yourselves into. I studied a media and society studies and graduated. Then I had no dream of becoming a marketer.
If I may stop you there, how long did it take you to do your master's, like after graduation?
Okay, I graduated 2015 in November. And I started my master's degree in August 2017. So that's what, 1.5 years.
Yes.
You know, you see. I had no dream of becoming a marketer before I graduated with my first degree. But then you see the kind of media industry that I'm working in. It requires me to know digital marketing, because I'm not just moving information from point A to point B. It's about knowing how to place it right in
right.
the
in that will captivate
and,
your audience.
Exactly. And it's also knowing about knowing how exactly to market content and to create content that's marketable. So I thought, if I do master's in media and society studies, it's like, okay, I'm just doing what I did in my first degree.
Yeah,
so choosing something else will allow me now to even change my career, you know, to move from just media, which is maybe journalism, to a marketer. And sort of, for me, it's about creating a hybrid, you know, sort of a strategic communications and marketing career.
Okay, before I move to issues, you mentioned something about marketing. Seems like you're saying that you did your first degree was in media, and now you're doing marketing. So why that change from media to marketing?
Okay, for me, I didn't take it really as a drastic change. But it's a developing, because I have qualifications in media,
mm-hmm.
and I have skills in media, you know, basic media management.
Yes.
But I also need to know how to relate my information media skills and marketing, which is more of, you know, you create content as a media, as a journalist, you as a PR person, but you gotta know how to place it right in the industry, and also, you know, selling it to the right target audience. So for me, it's not changing; it's developing in the right way.
All right, okay.
But also, when you see people who change, it's because you then are exposed to a lot of situations that will prove your weaknesses and your strengths, and also your interests rather than what you probably
don't
were
like.
Forced to. You know, some of us, we were given media. I wanted to be a lawyer at first.
Oh, wow. She is a competition.
But then I didn't qualify enough to be a lawyer. Then I was given media and social studies. Then it proved, I'm good in media and social studies. But then I realized later on, I may be better in marketing, or I can learn more in marketing than just focusing on the media. Yeah.
All right. Shieza, your thoughts?
Okay. I wanted to comment on what Kuda said, particularly about volunteering, the position in Zimbabwe now, that even companies do not have positions for volunteers, sadly, a sad reality in our country. But my comment would be that people generally ask for volunteering when they're stuck, especially after graduation, when it has dawned on them that, now I'm grown up, I should be going to work. I would say volunteering should start from when you just finish your A-level, that long holiday, when you're still thinking whether I'm going to do marketing or medicine or lawyering or any other degree, you should get a mentor in that field, right? And say, my mentor is Miss Rudo Tinaro. She would say, Chieza, if you really want to draft someone, these are the aspects that you have to look at, such that when you're doing your first year, your second year, during the vacations, you still go to that law firm or to that place to volunteer, such that after graduation, you know what you want. But the problem is people are new to these ideas, and they think, if I volunteer for a month, then companies will be forced to give me a job in the next month. So that is why most companies don't appreciate volunteering. But if you start volunteering at an early age, I'm sure that soon after graduation, you can get a job, and that will lead us to the experience. And also, if you look at newspaper adverts, when companies are looking for personnel or employees, they'll obviously say that we need 2 or 3 years experience. They never say we need a person who was doing 2 years being on a salary or on a payroll. Mm. That could be another advantage. So that, going back to the story, whether you should do your master's degree or you should get the adequate experience first, I would strongly be of the view that experience is key.
That's good. But I also want to say what I learned from one person this as I was coming here.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about it, you know, to say, okay, should we go for masters soon after graduating? And this person told me that, you know, sometimes it's about financial capacity. You are given maybe a scholarship soon after graduating, or your parents want to pay for your master's degree. Should you wait to start getting experience, you know, before, you know? So they say it's because of financial capacity. I want to finish my degree, then my parents want to pay for me, or I've got a scholarship. then I can take up the offer. So then I said, yeah, in that situation, it's not bad to then go for master's because you have the capacity to do so. And another advantage of, you know, going for master's soon after graduation. It's because, you know, you can also define your goals better than, you know, better in that situation. If that's... It depends now how mature you are and how exposed you are also. Yeah. So you can then say, okay, soon after graduating, you know what masters you want or what career you want to develop yourself into. Then you can go for it. Right?
Then there's another thing, you know, like you say that Zimbabwe situation is unique. You find that hakuna mabasi, there are no jobs.
Yeah.
Like 97% unemployment. So you find that soon after graduation, you've got no job, so you tend to go back to school and probably proceed by doing your master's. That's what I've seen been happening. I've got a couple of number of people I know, but I'm going to pay graduation, then soon after, and doing their master's because there are simply no jobs. So should that be a reason enough that because we're scared of sitting and job hunting, that it pushes us to go for something that maybe we're not really ready for.
Oh, well, before I respond to what you're saying, could I mention something about him doing his master's degree a year after graduation? Undergrad? Yes. Well, I was talking to Adio one day, and he was like, Cheza, if I had done my master's degree just after graduation, clearly I would have done something that I will forever regret in my life, because he studied tourism. So basically you would want that to do your master's degree in tourism. But now since he was in the field and he gathered enough experience, he then identified that, well, it doesn't really matter whether you do a master's in tourism or you not. Don't. Yes. So now you're studying for something better. So I think you really have to take that time. Surely if your parents want to pay for your master's degree soon after your undergrad, you could tell them and negotiate that, well, look, Sekuru or Mama, give me 2 years so that I can really map my way and see if I can do if I should go to work first or do a master's, and they will have to wait for you.
Mm. Yes, I get that you have to wait. So doing I'm not yet finished. I haven't finished my degree, my diploma. So I'm still yet to decide whether I want to go forward or not. But then you'll see that if you to do it soon or later, soon rather, then you, like I said, or like she was saying, that it's more about your mental state. Your master's really needs you to be in a mental state where you know you're able, and you know you're able to push it and work that extra hard. And and you find that most people now, I've seen Huti, that you find now that most people that do master's probably are not of your generation, most of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that
yes.
means you do need that experience.
Yes, that's fine. You know, there are certain situations that that force or compel people to do master's degree. You know, there are some people who do master's degree because they're on the verge of losing the job, or their positions are threatened at work.
At work.
Or some would do master's because they want to develop it out of, you know, interest or passion for what they want to
do to
develop in life. Yeah, but I would say, you know, we sometimes when we're studying, especially when we're undergrad, it's because that's the degree that most of us have been offered by that particular university. So we also, you know, we meet a lot of people, some who inspire us.
Some who don't inspire us.
Some who, you know, who don't inspire us. But we're learning in the same class.
Yes.
But when you take time to decide what you want to do, and you are likely to, and even if you meet with older generations or what, you're likely to meet people who are more experienced in the field, and you get also mentorship, and you also get support in terms of what you are studying. Like I'm now studying marketing.
Yes.
It's not the degree that I studied when I was in undergrad. And now I'm studying with professional marketers, people who have been, who have studied
who
marketing
are in the industry.
And who are also experiencing marketing right now in their workplaces. And the kind of discussions that you have around particular topics, they are kind of mature, they are in touch with reality, and they expose you more to what's happening in the industry. I would give like some of the presentations that we do at undergrad. You know, it's more based on what you read, what was done with other people. But now it's you're talking now reality on the ground. So I would stick to the issue to say, take time. It doesn't matter if you're going to work or if you're not. Find a way of exposing yourself to the field that
yes.
you want to do. These days, there's internet. You can
yes.
follow companies. You can follow professionals on LinkedIn. You can follow professionals on Twitter, on Facebook, of people you think that's where your passion lies. You know, if you're a lawyer, I wanted to do law, you know, so I still have some interest in law.
No.
So I follow people who do, you know, who write law articles, who mm-hmm. argue about cases, who argue about constitution.
And you watch those TV series with law and stuff.
You know, definitely. So in that way, you get to understand what happens or what's happening in the field. And then you can say, okay, right, I'm setting out for marketing. Or I'm sitting out for what? You know, one thing that I did also to influence my decision to take marketing strategy, I sat down and one of my, okay, my boss said, oh, when I went to the UK, the guy who had done quite a lot of things had done marketing, and my boss was impressed with him. Then I said, okay, what could that person have studied or what could that person, what skills does that person have? Then I digged into, okay, what are the courses that I'm likely to get into marketing? Then I said, well, this day, no one doubts that digital marketing is what's selling. You know, social media marketing is what's selling. You know, so I said, well, instead of me going to study more theories and more how to write good articles and all that, let me extend the base of my knowledge and my skill so that I can marry the two. Then, yeah, it gives you a better advantage in the market.
I understand what you're saying, but I was reading in an article, especially for those people that I know, or that those young teenagers or someone in university has been saying that soon after graduation, I don't want to work in Zimbabwe. They don't, some don't. And I was reading in an article where they say that in America, it's not more about the experience, but rather how much weight your papers have. So the more you do your master's or your PhDs and your what, mm-hmm. yeah, your chances of getting employed and getting that job. Not more about doing your first degree, then take a break, go to work 5 years, 10 years, and after in that, you do your master's.
Well, Casey, I would say that it depends with which field you're in. Like I have said that I'm a lawyer. Someone's remain someone's.
Yeah.
whether you have a master's degree in women's law or you're doing your PhD or what, the basic art of drafting someone's remains the same.
Yes.
Maybe what would change are the philosophical ideas
yeah.
that you put. But, well, with our courses that are more procedural, you have to follow the same form. So I think it would be better if you get the experience, right? Maybe in some degree programs, it would matter. Where in the field that I'm in, it actually rewards more to get the experience first than to get a master's degree, because we work with a tariff. Just because I'm a lawyer doesn't mean that I will charge you exactly what Professor Maduku charges or Sam Kanke charges.
Yeah.
There's a tariff, and that tariff clearly stipulates the importance of experience in our industry. Like recently when I'm in the 0 to 3 year program of field, so obviously I have to charge $75 per hour, no matter how good I am. no matter how many hours I've put when I was doing that case, I still have to charge $75 per hour. So
yes, you can't go beyond that salary.
I can't go beyond
$75 per hour. Okay.
Yeah. Well, yes. Maybe there will be different or other extenuating factors like the complexity of the case and or maybe you'd throw in here or there. But there is a tariff that we must adhere to. So, like I've said, it depends on the field that these people are referring to. If it is law, then clearly you need the experience because it is more rewarding than going for a master's degree.
So I guess for someone, say someone who's doing economics, you know how things are changing with economics. Things are always changing, and today in Zimbabwe, a few years ago, we were using our Zim dollars, then next thing you wake up, things have changed using the bond notes and the US and whatnot. So I guess you're right with what you're saying that, guys, it depends on what program you're doing.
Yeah, and the other important aspect of deciding what you study and what you pursue as a career is also about networking. You know, the important aspect of how we grow in if you can't go beyond that ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You also can get a lot of
clients.
Cases.
Yes.
Yeah. And imagine you're going for a master's. You don't know, you don't have any working experience. Mm-hmm. Even if you meet some important people who want to give you something to do, you know, people have a bias towards what can you do? What can you offer?
Yes.
You know? So I think, you know, find some sort of experience, you know, try out things. Learn how to do one or two things that you want to be known for. So then you get exposed to what can't you do and what do you need to learn, what do you have to. Then I think you can set out on a full force and do well.
Yeah, and I think another difference between us Zimbabweans and other developed countries such as America is you see that when you're still in university, they have those after-school programs or where they like you go to a company or an organization where you'll be volunteering whilst you're doing your degree program so that by the time you finish your degree program, at least you have some sort of experience. But here we don't have those things. We don't have such things. So I think companies out there, you need to work on that because
remember,
we need the experience.
Yeah, remember I said that our Zimbabwean situation is unique.
It is unique.
You know, it's like when I was in was studying for my first degree, we go for our attachment, you know, 1 year. Most of my peers would go for attachment and do something that's not related to what you're doing.
Yes.
You know, you are studying media, you get attachment, someone wants to, then you end up doing a lot of administration rather than doing a lot of media work. But also it gets you to get exposed to different scenarios. I did media, like I said. Then I went for an attachment for a community radio association. So I was doing, instead of doing more of programming, I was doing more of office programming, you know, which is something more of administration. I got a little bit exposed to radio programming and, you know, radio production. But then when I finished, I then moved into a proper communications center where I do media management, you know, production of magazines, production of articles and all that. And you never stop learning about what the industry requires from you. So if you rush into making decisions, it may be good, but you may miss out on a lot of opportunities of learning.
Maybe it's an advantage. I just realized that we've been limiting our master's degree programs to full-time learning, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Maybe if you are that brilliant, you can kill two birds with one stone.
Well, get a job and do your master's.
Weekend classes or block, I think. You can do both if you can, but I really think that you have to get the necessary expertise first before you do this school business, which is so tiring and...
You get to work on your assignments properly.
Yes.
You get more
and
time. And
not use Google and copy and paste more, but actually think
for yourselves.
Yes.
Yes. So, guys, to those who have been listening to us, who definitely, we've been talking about whether or not I should do my master's degree soon after graduation. And both guests say they think they agree with the other that you should do it later. Because in that way, you get, you know, mature, you know what you want, now stable. You think about what exactly to do, to the area to focus on your master's and how they're going to help you with your first degree or your second degree, whatever this is that you did. So, Kulawashe, any last words?
Yeah, you know, later is kind of relative. So, later can be maybe after 1 year, after 6 months, but it's all about focusing on what you want to spend your life doing, yeah. at least for the next 10, 15 years. Because, you know, industries change and, you know, aspirations, passion may change over time. But don't study, especially masters, for something that you are forced into, either by situations or maybe by monetary issues, but go for something that you want to develop yourself, your skills, your knowledge in. Then, yeah. So later is kind of relative.
Chieza, any last word?
Well, I would say that let us exercise some patience and get to understand what we're getting into. The problem with our generation is we think that soon after graduation I should be driving that Jeep.
And have that fancy house.
And have that fancy house. But we're still young. I'm just 23 and dichazo shiko pazana. So like you have a lot of time. Just get that experience, maybe for 2 or 3 years, or and get to contemplate on what you really want, and then you go for it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because I think as a young girl, I always thought that by 24, I would have my first degree and do my master's for maybe 2 years. Then after that, get a house, get a big job, get a huge car, Lamborghini. but then things are not always like that. They're always what they seem. So, guys, thank you for joining us. Thanks, yes, Kuda and Chieza, for coming in.
Thanks for the invite.
So, yeah, you're most welcome. And hopefully we have more of this discussions and to help inspire people, young people out there who are stuck in making a decision and choices and probably forced into doing something that they don't want. And when they take time to listen to this, it would have helped. So guys, this has been brought to you by Career Zimbabwe in partnership with Capital 263. And don't forget to like our website, Career Zimbabwe, and our Facebook pages and our WhatsApp, our Twitter account and our LinkedIn account. Thank you again, guys, and good night. And
Capital 263.